Simple.
Good morning, Mr. Joyner.
J. Anthony Brown.
What is going on, everybody? I will be in Memphis this weekend, Tallahassee on Sunday, and the J Spot Club 44, Raleigh, North Carolina next week. Woo!
Is that everything?
I remembered it again.
Wow.
All right.
Is that Black Management doing those bookings?
No.
That's some travel in there for you.
No. All right. Tuesday. You watched the game last night? The Giants?
Yes, I did.
And the Vikings? Vikings, serious,
see,
huh?
It's all in Odell Beckham's head. All in his head, man.
I mean,
And that's a head that's hard to get into.
He was hugging him, man.
He had the worst. He had the worst game. Now the problem when you act like that and you have hair like that,
you
cannot have a bad game.
A second bad,
man. Come on, man. The dude hugged him. I've never seen a defender hug a receiver like that. Man, you're just messing with him. He did all but, you know, muss his hair up, you know.
Because you couldn't.
He should have snatched the helmet off and just muss it.
Or at least pinched his cheeks or something, you know, slapped him on the butt.
He was all up in Beckham's head.
And said, come on, O.
You catch the
you
next
do
one.
It. Who's the O? Come on.
Who's dropping the ball?
That's right. You my big boy.
Somebody dropped the ball. Odell
Beckham.
Because he's a good player, When and they're like, one more, we send your ass home. One more. One more.
That was
a good game.
Man, and Minnesota, don't sleep.
Yeah. Huh?
Don't sleep.
What? 4-0.
Yep.
Okay, but it's still early now. It's still
no. Teddy Bridgewater is just sitting
4-0.
Hey, Eli, it's a lot better than other teams in that division.
Fighting. I want to play some football, please. Fighting.
It's all right.
I'm not working for you. I'm not working for Trump anymore. I'm going to work for you now.
It's gonna be huge. I'm working for you guys now.
I beat a bad system, and I'm going to fix the system.
The system that has allowed you to skate all this time.
Trump was talking about trying to spend his tax dodging. He hadn't paid taxes.
Well, that is not confirmed.
Federal taxes. He's paid
state taxes, but it is believed.
You know what I'm saying.
No. You have to be clear. Yeah.
He doesn't have to be clear.
No, he doesn't. But we must, and that's why he's in the situation that he is now. It is believed that because of the write-off that he took,
not true,
in
wrong.
1995,
wrong.
That he was able to go 18 years rather without paying even federal more taxes.
Wrong. Wrong.
And so he's not saying that anymore, and he can't.
It's pronounced Gina.
Huge Gina.
That was so funny.
So did you see that? Did you see all of Saturday Night Live?
I didn't watch all of it, you know, because we were talking yesterday that I didn't think it was that funny. But after you go back, the Hillary bit was hilarious, the debate thing. And then the guy investigating the sinkhole.
Yeah.
Married to the hot chick. That was hilarious. And I didn't see the news, so I didn't see the rest of it.
The interesting one for me, the fun part, was the Family Feud, where they did supporters
of
Trump
and supporters of
Hillary playing in Family Feud. But this is, tonight is their supporters. This is the vice presidential debate in Virginia tonight. And I know it sounds like a yawner, and it probably will be, but this is the one opportunity for people to watch.
See how they're going to spin all this Trump mess.
Well, not so much that is for me, but these guys are so much alike, not politically speaking, not the way they think politically, but one is a former governor, one is a current governor, and I think Mike Pence is going to represent himself well, but as you say, How do you spin and how do you defend all of these things that Donald
I'll check out the highlights the next day. I'm gonna get back into Luke Cage on Netflix.
And Pence,
I swear.
Pence that's some plays good, the harmonica. That's, is that the one that played harmonica, Sid?
I'm sorry, say again?
Yeah.
Which one plays the harmonica?
No, is Tim Kaine. That is Hillary's running mate. Yeah.
I'm telling you. Luke Cage on Netflix. It's gonna be huge. It's gonna be huge. Luke Cage. Netflix. I'm into it, Sid.
There's some talk
have you tried it?
Coming in.
Have you tried it yet?
Radio that Disney might be buying Netflix.
Mm. Oh, interesting.
Mm-hmm. Have you tried it yet, Sid?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What episode you on?
I just started.
Oh, you just started?
There's a lot to do.
There's so much.
There's a lot.
I know,
there's
and so much television.
There's
so much television coming out.
I did some television balancing last night with Dancing with the Stars and The Voice. I'm really loving The Voice.
Yeah.
And the contestants that they are picking and completing their teams finally last night. Mm-hmm. And Dancing with the Stars was a combination of the dancing along with Cirque du Soleil. And poor Babyface.
He can't Cirque du Soleil?
No, it wasn't that he can't Cirque du Soleil. He made a mistake. And you know how it is when you make a mistake and then everything just goes wrong.
Right.
And he was just glad to get the dance over with.
It was
pretty much, Jay. He physically fell on his face.
How's the little person doing, Sid?
I'm sorry?
How's the little person doing?
You know what? She did good. Everybody did really, and Amber Rose came with it, and she got thrown off last week.
I hear she's dancing her ass off. Oh.
Come on, David.
Come on, Super Dave.
Come on, Dave. There you go.
What is she wearing?
Wow. Who cares? Looking at her outfit, you play okay,
Tom.
And every other 6 to 9 year old that's up watching television.
Man.
Oh my goodness!
Last night, she came with it, and she looked, and she's just wearing skin. It really is just pretty much skin. She didn't have all of the costuming and everything last night. The shaved head, the very little hair and everything was out. No wigs, no nothing. Mm. And she called Julianne Hough on her stuff last night because she said she heard Julianne Hough say last week that her dancing made her feel uncomfortable. And so she called her on that last night. And
Isn't it weird how they'd say what a black lady is doing is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And then they go and learn it. And now it's
and
all of
use
a sudden
it,
new.
And then it becomes a part of their repertoire. Yeah.
When you can't do it, it's uncomfortable. When you can't grind that ass like that, I guess it is uncomfortable.
You tell them.
Let's get this Tuesday started. Coming up, player, we got talent. Comedian talent.
Oh, boy.
Attorney General Loretta Lynch, the AG of the United States. And coming up this hour, seriously ignorant news from Damon on the TJMS.